because you know all that nonsense about January 6th and about the insurrection and all that stuff? That the narrative is falling apart. And more people are starting to realize that you can't blame President Trump. He sent requests to the Capitol, to Congress, to National Guard troops, and they were refused by Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and the Sergeant of Arms of the Capitol. Every single request was refused. They wanted that to happen. They wanted this to be blaming Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. But folks, that case is falling apart after the New York case and also the Atlanta case. And the Atlanta case, I mean, like, how could you go after somebody's son if his appeal hasn't been heard yet? I mean, and yes, I'm talking about the Rudy Giuliani $148 million verdict, which is insanity, because as we all know, if you don't read the mainstream media and don't listen to their freaking lying propaganda all the time, if you listen to independent news services, you will find that in Atlanta, Fulton County, there's almost 30,000 illegal votes that were counted. In Cobb County, there was another 15,000. And all over the state, in Georgia, Wisconsin, Alabama, Florida, California, every state in this country had to be about. And it's just panic. People are all panic. Every ballot is just panic. And how about the white van that showed up at 3 o'clock in Wisconsin, and then about 4:30, all those were ballots got counted, and the poll flipped. And the numbers changed from Trump to Biden. How do you go from Trump being up by 22,000 votes at 3 o'clock, and at 4:30, Biden's up by 22,000? That's a 20,000 vote switch in an hour. After the little white truck pulled up to the voting center, and nobody knows where it came from, but it's on video. It's on video. And how about seven times with stacks and stacks of ballots. That's on video too. Nothing was ever done with that. You see, so this is the way this country votes. So, in order to restore our republic, you may have to cheat. I don't like to cheat. I can't stand cheating. But if you're gonna play the game, you gotta play the game in the swamp, just like they do. And they don't play fair, they do cheap shots. And how about this, you know, I can't wait for 2023 to be over. This has been a crazy. And get ready for the next thing to probably around February. Like they always do, because February is